A person should always direct his wife to be stringent whenever possible. So that the bdika of the hefsek tahara, the moich dachel, should be performed with the moich dachel, which is a compressed cloth. And should remain there the entire time of bein hashmashas. For this form, bdika might seem a day called safik, removes any doubt as to whether her period had indeed ended. Halacha, hey, Yeshu Kainis Naigim is customary in some places, Shemzman Levisha Zavonim, who Bishavas of Yantif, that if the time for putting on white garments, the day when the Hezek Tahara may be performed is on Shabbos or Yantif. Daichen Ad L'Achakach, they postpone until a later time. Mabnesh Ein Kol Isha Yedas Lizar, because not all women know how to be careful, Isra Chitz of Isra Schita, with regard to the Isser against bathing and the Isser against squeezing out on Shabbos. As the Kitzur explained, there are a number of restrictions that apply to bathing on Shabbos or Yantif. Nevertheless, where there is no custom otherwise, a woman need not postpone beginning her clean days until after Shabbos. Doichan alech lekach. Mevnesha in kol ishi adas lezar, because not a woman know when to be careful. I apologize. Mekamash neg on the call in places where they're neg to be lenient and to perform the Hefsek Tahara on Shabbos or Yantif, and Mrei Chetzes B'tzanin, then if she is bathing herself in cold water, Yechon Lirchot Afil Kol Gufo, she may bathe even her entire body. Ava B'chamim, but if she's bathing with hot water, Tzuch Lizar, Shalad Lirchot Elab Oysen Malkom, she has to be careful to bathe only in the immediate private area. Ravain Yarkoi Seha, and the inside surface of her thighs, V'dafka, and she may bathe only B'chamim, Shehuchamim, B'Erev Shabbos, B'Erev Yantif, with water that has been heated before Shabbos or Yantif. Agam Tzuch Lizar, B'Yisr Schita, she has to be very careful to avoid the Isra of Schita. She should not wash herself with a cloth, or rather with her hand. And she should not wash at all. Rather, she should wipe herself very well. But this is considered a pressing situation. Because it's usher to bathe on Yom Kippur. She should then put on a white undergarment of a tishabav, a gam shiva, you may avail on tishabav, and during shiva, gam kain loy sircha, she also may not wash. Rak tikaneach, she should only wipe herself. A gam ksenes lovin loy silbash, and she should also not put on a white garment on these days. Rak ksenes yashan, rather, she should put on a worn garment. She badak shen olav betmei dam, that had been inspected, that there's no blood stains on it. Aval achar shiva, but after shiva, afal pish asur barachitza kol shloishim, even though it's asur from bathing for 30 days, and kamakim yichol lechus kasat, she nevertheless can wash a little bit, letzarech levishas levanim, for the sake of putting on white clothing. Sucha lubash kasanis lavan, and she may put on a freshly laundered white garment. Halacha vav, v'chol yam shem shiva yimei asvira, on every day of the 7 days of counting the 7 clean days, tzrichol achatchil livna kasatzma, she should she's required to check herself with a bedika. Shnei pam mechol yam, twice each day. Achas shachos, achas samchol bein hashmashas. One in the morning and one close to bein hashmashas. So b'di'eved, but b'di'eved, I feel like badka, even if she not perform any bedika, rak pam achas b'yom rishon, pam achas b'yom hashvi, except for once on the first day and once on the seventh day. Yishal hakol, we can be lenient. But dafka b'yom al b'yom zayim. But this is only dafka on the first day and the seventh day. But if she performed a bedika on the first day and the eighth day, she only has the eighth day as a clean day, and she has to add on another 6 days.